This is Forks and Fangs, a Twilight discussion podcast, and it goes a little something like this, like this, like this, like this,
like this.
Welcome back to Forks and Fangs. This is episode 8. I'm Christy.
Megan.
Hillary.
Ramya.
Josh.
Forget the dishes, cause everyone around me is suspicious. There's a high body count and I'm the witness. So I'm gonna cross and pretend like I'm fearless. Cause I don't want to regret, cause life's not done for me yet. But everywhere I turn my head, I see signs of the walking dead.
Give me your arms, I'll be your shield.
Let's go straight into the news. Hillary?
Okay. There is a new teaser trailer online. It is over a minute long, featuring clips we have never seen before. You can view it on Yahoo Movies. The official Twilight movie website, www.twilightthemovie.com, is holding a contest to win a movie poster autographed by the cast. Go to the website to enter. The Penelope DVD was released, and it features a sneak peek of Twilight. You can view the sneak peek on YouTube. There is now a new quote from Breaking Dawn being featured on StephanieMeyer.com every day until August 2nd, which is the release date of Breaking Dawn. The MTV Movies Twilight blog posted a video interview with Nikki Reed, who plays Rosalie, for Twilight Tuesday on July 22nd. Entertainment Weekly is planning to post an exclusive Comic-Con interview with Stephanie Meyer on their website Friday, July 25th, quote, "We'll be sitting down with the Twilight series author for a very special one-on-one about her upcoming book, Breaking Dawn. The Twilight movie, the Team Edward vs. Team Jacob debate, and maybe, just maybe, if you have any really good questions for her, we might ask one or two of them." The band that created our intro song, Just Plain Sexy, got booked for a gig.
Woo!
It will be August 6th at the Sets in Tempe, Arizona. Doors open at 6:15 and they will play after 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $8 on pre-sale and $10 at the door. It will be playing with Joey Arroyo, Tom Blotter, the Union Arms, and guests.
Okay, thanks, Hillary. Now we're going to talk about a couple of the news items this week. First, the biggest news item was there's a new teaser trailer for Twilight, and we were all really excited about
yes.
that. So, what did you guys think of the new trailer?
I liked it.
She memorized it.
I did memorize it.
Here, repeat it for us.
No!
Prove that you memorized
no.
it.
No! I'm not going
to
do it.
It's a spectacle to behold.
I don't know every single line.
I know.
What you line.
I know.
It was
you can't
great.
Make me.
Good for the most part, but I noticed, like.
The irritating thing is the flying. It still irritates me.
Oh, yeah, that will really irritate me.
Yeah, that just sticks out.
One of you brought up the point about the whole how when Laurenta and James and them are coming out, they're walking out, but they're on that treadmill walkout.
Yeah,
and I said how that
I saw
looks
that.
Weird.
It looks
I don't
weird.
Think that. I think it looks fine, but someone said.
No, it
right,
looks weird, but it looks kind of cool because they're like.
It looks like
I don't
they're
it's
taking
like gliding
strides.
Or something. Yeah, they look
well,
like.
Well, in the trailer, it looks cool because it's like slow motion. It's all dramatic, but I don't know what it's gonna be like.
It'll probably be slow.
It's gonna be
slow.
The same. Hillary.
But that just contrasts with
not
how
necessarily.
The image of Edward running with the kind of blur. Mm-hmm. That was what it was contrasting.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Just
Megan said she liked the Edward running and it was a blur and they didn't show his feet gliding or anything like that. But I didn't like the three James, Laurent, and Victoria walking because you could tell that they were being dragged on something because they would take a step and then like move a couple
yeah.
feet. They were, but. I mean, maybe that was the effect they wanted, because Ramya commented it looks like they're gliding, and maybe that's supposed to add to their, like, more graceful kind of walking.
Or speed, I don't know.
Laurent also looked different than what a lot of us probably predicted,
yeah.
as far as that.
Uh-huh.
Well, we knew that from previous clips, but yeah.
Oh, I hadn't seen those. I'm not that age.
And then I was cracking up at his baseball outfit. I was like, that just doesn't, I don't know.
The hat that she's wearing?
Yeah, and the hat, I was like, no.
I have seen pictures of Jasper in the baseball
I have too.
Uniform, and I really like it on him. I don't know why.
Not on Edward.
And then they have James actually talking. He says the line, "You brought a snack," as opposed to Laurent. And so that's interesting that they have him talking as opposed to being that silent, deadly.
Well, just to make his character probably just more, I don't know. What's the
vocal?
Word? Yeah. In the movie, just to make him the center of the group instead of these other two. Whereas the book, you know, he's not that vocal.
The book can be more suspenseful, but they don't have that time in the movie.
Yeah, so they just want to get him.
Maybe they also cut out the scene where Lawrence explaining to Carlisle that he, it was all an act that
these
he
are just
was
clips,
in charge.
So you never know if they talked before or after. So that's
wait,
true.
That
but
James
I'm saying, like,
is in charge? Or
yeah, like when he's explaining that, it was actually James in charge and not him, and it was an act. Maybe they cut that out of the movie.
Well, there was one part in the trailer when it flashes to the cars driving down the road, I think it's Laurent saying how James is a tracker and, like, he'll follow anything that he wants really badly, so that, like, he's kind of warning them that he's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of maybe the same speech? Not really.
Yeah.
I think it is, but maybe
like
they cut out that one
speech.
Part.
Yeah.
They cut out the part that...
Maybe.
It'll be interesting to see what he's like, because in the book he seems more like a, I'll go on whichever side isn't going to get me killed.
Mm-hmm.
Laurent.
Oh, okay.
And in this one he seems like, I don't know what he's going to be like in the movie because it's hard to tell from just a trailer, but
he
seems
really
a little more helpful and more amiable in this one. So, we'll see, I guess.
From the 2 seconds.
From this trailer, I really liked how it started, where Bella's in her room looking out the window, and then it zooms in on Edward with his car standing outside of her house. And that looks to me like it's one of the first times that like he comes to pick her up in the morning before school.
Mm-hmm.
Because she seems kind of surprised. But I know, like, Hillary, you said there are a lot of cheesy lines in the trailer.
Like, something about you're afraid of me, or you should be afraid of me.
Oh, no, he's like, are you afraid? And she's like,
I'm
only afraid of
losing
you.
Yeah,
you're incredibly strong and fast, and you're
your skin is pale.
I know. Those are kind of cheesy.
Just for the trailer, or is it actually in the movie? I guess we'll find out. Oh, and Edward's room, there was, like...
Not what
Edward
I pictured at all. Yeah.
Edward's room.
Oh, well, that's actually... We'll move on to the Penelope DVD clips, because
that's what it was from.
His room is actually featured in a little bit of the first teaser trailer,
when
he says, like, you really shouldn't have said that. She's not scared of him.
I honestly thought that was her kitchen the first time seeing
it. I don't know. I mean, their house is described as being, like, all white, right?
Mm-hmm. It's being very light, but I never pictured Edward's
room his
being
room
was
right. It was, like
black
and gold.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that much sunlight
like
coming in either. I expected it to be more like a dark...
I thought it was
going to
be a dark place.
Like,
maybe
a window, but it would be covered.
Something, like, isolated and dark.
In the book, though, it's described as...
A huge window.
The
like,
entire back side of the house is glass.
Yeah.
It's all a window. Like,
I guess remember that part.
That
makes sense.
His
room was
Bella had noticed that too, and she, like, said, I can't believe it's, like, so open in here. And, and he said, it's the one place where we don't have to hide, where we can be ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's where all the light comes from.
What else was featured on the Penelope DVD?
It was mostly just the behind the scenes showing unedited takes of what they were doing.
Like dancing in the cafeteria.
Yeah. And him grabbing, about to go out the window, and then them laughing after it stops. And because it's absurd.
Also, while they're in Edward's room, the Claire de Lune music is playing, and he twirls Bella around. And
awkward.
Hillary and I were thinking that looked really awkward.
Yeah.
Well, she's really awkward.
Yeah.
Her character. Oh, the things.
Well, we don't know Kristen Stewart that well, but.
No.
They showed a clip of that, when Edward just busts in and tackles James down. I think that was what it was.
Oh, the fight.
Yeah,
the fight.
Yeah, we saw
the
fight.
Yeah, we saw Sam.
We saw that one part,
away.
The floor breaking, and that actually looked pretty cool. So, I mean,
and the tell him to avenge you.
Yeah. Which is from the book.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Nice.
There's also
one
line
from the book. Yes.
No, there's another line when he's like, I'm not the most dangerous thing out there. That's in the book.
Two lines.
Wasn't, like, the beginning when she walks into his house and he's like, or she's like, no coffins or anything?
Yeah. And he says something about skulls in a corner.
Yeah.
That I remember. Because I was reading the book and I had already had the line.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he talks about the graduation cast.
Yeah, that was funny.
I don't get it, though.
It's a running joke.
Oh, it's a running joke.
Yeah.
Because, like, they didn't...
They graduate. So many times.
Oh, yeah.
With different colors.
Oh.
It looks cool.
I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
There you go.
I don't understand what he really says after that, but...
Let's move on to the main discussion, and this is sort of also a part of our news discussion, because we're talking about the Stephanie Meyer Breaking Dawn quotes of the day, and I believe they started July 12th, and they're going to end on August 1st, the day before Breaking Dawn comes out. And so there's a new quote on StephanieMeyer.com every day until Breaking Dawn comes out. And we're just going to go around and read each quote one by one and talk about what they mean, why is it important or significant, and where do we think the quote is placed in the book. Megan's going to start.
Alice said, I'll play you for it. Rock, paper, scissors.
Edward says, why don't you just tell me who wins?
I do. Excellent.
I'm not really sure if this is a real significant quote. It's just funny. I think Stephanie Meyer likes to mix it up between important quotes, things that'll make you think certain things are going to happen in the book, and then funny quotes that really don't mean a lot. But
the only thing I thought it might have meant, it's like, I'll play you for it, like, cool, James Bell. But I'm going, that's looking way too deep into it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Those are the only, like, two or, like, three people. But then I'm going... They wouldn't settle it over rock, paper, scissors. So.
Yeah, maybe not.
I think it's just, like, a happy moment, kind of.
Who knows?
It just, like, shows the characters.
Like, the last piece of cake at the wedding.
The mind reader.
Yeah,
the mind reader pitted against the future.
Yeah, like, their intense chess lessons. I just think it shows their character.
Yeah. But it's cute little. I'm thinking Alice didn't necessarily even have to win the rock, paper, scissors, because even if she didn't win, wouldn't she tell Edward, I won, you know?
Yeah.
So, next.
Oh, Mike, how will I go on?
And that was said by Bella.
I was just
I don't know.
Mike's brought in again? What?
It's definitely her sarcastic tone coming through, I think.
It all depends on how you
Is she talking to Mike or talking about Mike?
No, I think Mike.
Oh, Mike, so. Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
Like, it could
that
be taken as, like.
It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be just something like, someone says something about, hey, what about
oh,
Mike?
Mike?
Oh, Mike, how will I go on?
No, I think you, no, I personally think that she was talking to him, but then. I don't think it was sarcastic,
Maybe,
though.
I think he was, like, warning him, or warning her about Edward, and,
no.
like, she...
Getting married, maybe?
Like, he doesn't know that Edward's dangerous. Maybe he
just doesn't like
he
him.
He just doesn't like him because...
He's jealous.
But...
Jealous.
I mean, I think maybe Bella was telling Mike about, not being changed into a vampire, but, like, I'm moving away with Edward, and so I won't see you for a long time. And
I might not be able to talk to you.
Yeah, he might be saying, like, oh, I'm going to miss you, and, like, I've had this huge crush on you for several years.
Right often.
That I didn't think you knew about.
and
like, oh, Mike. Oh, I can't leave you. You're so sweet.
No.
But you're not Edward.
Oh.
Not even close.
Oh.
So, something along those lines. So it's definitely before she moves away with Edward, I think.
Okay, the next one is Tanya. She says, ah, Edward, I've missed you.
I think this goes back to when we were talking about the Shakespeare novel and how there was going to be another girl brought in.
Oh, well, we were talking about Jacob imprinting on someone at the wedding who is Bella's friend, because we were talking about A Midsummer's Night Dream and how something similar to that happened in A Midsummer's Night Dream.
I don't know if Tanya's back. There's maybe something. I don't know.
A werewolf can't imprint on a vampire.
Or can they?
Someone sent in a question about that.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm not sure if he answered it.
That'd be ridiculous.
I think it's like more of a Stephanie Meyer question.
Yes, Stephanie Meyer, tell
we
us.
We don't
is
know.
Is this possible?
But
do the rules allow this?
How is that related to Jacob imprinting on someone? Because Tanya says, "Ah, Edward, I've missed you."
I feel the same way. I was saying that.
It could be one of those things where how Edward wasn't interested in anyone else, but other people might have been very interested in Edward. Mm-hmm. And there might be tension created.
Yeah, he said that Tanya had a thing for him, but...
He didn't like strawberry blondes.
I just think it's something that she says to him at the wedding for, like, being friendly, I guess.
You say that to a friend, like,
Edward.
It all depends on how you read it. You're like, oh, Edward!
Yeah. It's not an O, though. It's an ah.
Okay, I guess.
But there's only one H.
There are many H's. It's like an
Maybe we're looking way too much.
No, analyzing
too much.
It's fun.
It could depend on the tone of voice, like how it is said.
No, yeah, but if you think of it this way, I could see that it was just friends. I know what you're talking
All about. Depends on what context and what it is, we don't know yet.
All of these depend on the context.
True.
We're just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
guess.
Next.
And this is Emmett saying, "Ooh, scary." And all I can really think of that is Emmett pretending. It's someone says something and they're serious about it.
Yeah, like
and
I
Emmett's,
think it's Bella.
And Emmett's just his
gung
ho, I fear none type.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
He doesn't really need to. He's like a big strong. Vampire.
Oh, Emmett's awesome. Emmett is awesome. That's all I'm gonna say.
No,
I wish I had
saying,
a friend like him.
Maybe Bella was saying something to him, and I was like, "Ooh, scary," or something, or she was trying to.
I was kind of thinking along the same lines, like maybe after Bella's already changed, and she's like, "Shut up, I can totally take you." Emmett.
I know.
And like, "Ooh, I'm so scared."
That would be funny too.
Yeah.
Or maybe Bella, as her human self, saying like, "Shut up, or I'll kill you when I'm a vampire. Shut up, I'll do this to you," and you know.
So I'll be a newborn.
Even if she was a human threatening him, that doesn't really apply to him because he knows he's not going to get hurt by her.
It's a point in case Emmett's being sarcastic.
Yes, I think so. Unless he's actually scared, which I highly doubt.
I don't think he'd put the
ooh.
I think he'll agree that
it'd be like,
scary!
If he
was nervous about something,
scary.
I don't even think he would say it.
Yeah,
if he
true.
Because he's either
manly.
Strong and silent or
yeah.
laid back and
yeah.
whatever. We can
strong,
take him.
Yeah.
Confident.
Okay, next quote is Bella saying, "Jasper, what do vampires do for bachelor parties? You're not taking him to a strip club, are you?"
That's just straight up funny.
And
I thought it was hilarious.
She's,
She's
I thought it was great, and I'm curious.
That,
I do
like,
want to know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, I know, but that kind of shows
that
you know.
I don't think they'll do anything.
She is like.
Maybe they'll go hunting. Who knows? Fun.
Bachelor party.
They'll take a camping trip. I don't expect them having like a party.
Edward's definitely old enough to drink. I mean, Bella probably won't be doing much of that at her bachelorette party, but Edward could drink.
Does it ever mention if he drinks or not?
I don't think he does.
There's that.
I don't think
drinking.
He would. Maybe wine I could see, but not like
he doesn't taste it though.
He tastes
like horrible.
Blood.
True. I forgot that part about him. Oh wait.
So yeah.
Next quote.
Number six is Charlie saying, "Bells, we're up to bat."
So I think there's a baseball game or something.
Well,
and
Christy
that, like,
actually.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night while we were planning, and I don't think it's talking about baseball. I think I was thinking like they're Charlie and Bella are waiting to walk down the aisle at the wedding, and he's like, "Well, Bells, we're up to bat. Like it's our turn to go."
Because he watches sports.
I
so.
Or I could see like the baseball game isn't you know how they like to play, but then I don't know.
I think I like Christy's theory
because what we were talking about was that. It sounds like if he was talking about baseball, then it sounds like the Cullens would be there. Like, I was like, wait, is Charlie playing with them in the clearing? And then he would know they're vampires because they're really strong and everything. And I don't think they would tell him about them being vampires, especially because he wouldn't approve of Bella becoming a vampire.
I don't see Charlie playing baseball either. Like, he likes to watch it, but he never really goes out and plays it himself.
Not in shape, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that makes sense because if he watches sports that much, a sports analogy would be something he might say in a situation like that where other people might say something more sentimental. He'd just say it in terms of what he knows. So
yeah,
it could
yeah.
very well be that.
Okay, number 7.
This is Edward saying, "You're awfully small to be so hugely irritating."
It's either Alice or Bella.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I think it's Alice. I mean, he's already said something like that to Alice before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but...
How could something so small be
so
irritating?
Yeah. So it's basically the same quote. Like,
so
what did she do this time?
I don't know. Okay, the next quote is Bella. "Why am I covered in feathers?"
Wedding dress question mark.
Mm-hmm.
But we already talked about
Maybe.
That, and we said that it was Edward's mother's wedding.
Yeah, Bella is supposed to be wearing Edward's mother's gown. And I think they already described it in the first chapter of Breaking Dawn, if you read it in the special edition of Eclipse.
So
and I don't remember there being feathers on it.
I don't remember either.
But it could be some other type of dress.
Maybe.
That she wears for, like...
She just wanted to...
Or a pillow fight!
Or,
I'm just kidding.
Yes! Or a pillow fight.
Go
I'm
way
out
she'd
there. She'd be, like, tarred and feathered, but...
No,
you, know,
you might be right.
That.
You never know.
But
so
I think
funny.
It's something she's...
That'd be hilarious. I'd crack up. I'm like, go Hillary.
Okay, Alice says, "No one will dare to call you plain when I'm through with you."
And Bella says, "Only because they're afraid you'll suck their blood."
So
they're getting ready
blood.
For...
Yeah.
The wedding, and
mm-hmm.
she's making
plans.
Bella all pretty.
Mm-hmm. The next quote's
that's
probably dispelling Bella's self-image issues or something like that. Being that older sister figure or something, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
So I think this is definitely when she's still human, because obviously she wouldn't need to make her pretty once she's a vampire. And number 10?
It's a simple one, and it's Edward's, and he just says, "Oops."
That'd be hilarious if
it's
it was
so
on the wedding, like, right at the altar, and he's like, "Oops," as in, like, he made a mistake, and that I would be like, wow.
No, it's
not,
that
is
not
what
it.
I'm picturing.
No, I would never
Edward
picture that.
Mistake.
It would just be like,
horrible.
Wow.
It's nothing big like that. I mean, the first thing that came through my mind was like, oh, something went wrong when you changed her into a vampire. Or like,
oops.
But,
oh.
but that's way too big. Like,
that wouldn't be his word choice.
Yeah.
No.
It'd be something a little more profane.
Even just
like profanity, not oops.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, well.
Even just this word, I get the feeling like he might be sarcastic about
yeah.
whatever he's oopsing about.
Whether he's oopsing.
Oopsing.
That's a verb now.
It's a new word.
Oopsing.
Use it.
Verb. Okay.
So it's too hard to tell like what exactly he's saying oops about, but it's something small, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And funny.
Next one.
Okay, it's Renee saying, "Alice wouldn't let us do anything else. Every time we tried, she all but ripped our throats out." And Renee obviously doesn't
that.
Know that they're vampires, but I think it's one of those moments where Bella's like, it's a little too close to the truth. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of, like, ironic,
but,
in a way.
Yeah, it's ironic, because Alice really could rip their throat out.
True.
But she wouldn't.
Okay, well, what I was reading today when it's an eclipse, when Angela says, "Well, Edward's only human."
Mm-hmm.
I laughed.
Do you think this is at the wedding, and Alice is trying to...
I think this is before.
I think
it's planning.
I think it refers to the wedding. Like, Renee is, like, trying to help out, but Alice won't
let her.
Something like that.
That
maybe.
Controlling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, she wants to do all the decorations and all the invitations and everything.
Okay, next.
All right, it's Edward saying, "Do you want me to sing to you? I'll sing all night if it will keep the bad dreams away."
Aww.
It's what every girl wants.
Well,
the girl.
Pre-human, like pre-transformation, probably. Yes.
I'm curious as to what she's having nightmares about.
Do you think they might be about Jacob?
That's what I suggested.
Yeah.
But then,
I don't know.
Or just about the wedding.
Or just yeah, about
like
the
she's
wedding.
She's stressed
being nervous,
like, oh my god,
like
getting
not being
married,
able, not being able to see her family again. I don't think it'll hit her until like really close to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But she's actually leaving.
No, yeah, well, till the last lap.
It'll be interesting to see her reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is interesting that she's having nightmares again, because hasn't she had nightmares in almost every book?
She always says her years.
Yeah, and I think as Hillary said, like, she has dreams a lot that kind of, like, predict the future almost.
Sort of.
Well, yeah, it was the one in Twilight where she... Jacob just told his story, and that night she has a dream about Edward and Jacob, and Jacob's like, we have to get away from here, and then all of a sudden Jacob just falls down on the ground and is like shaking violently, but she doesn't know that he's a werewolf yet.
But like her subconscious does?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Or she just like somehow can predict.
Kind of. I think she kind of knows people's secrets. That's kind of how I see it.
Maybe.
Regardless, her dreams and or nightmares are usually important. Like in Eclipse, she was having nightmares about the story that the werewolves told her, like,
about the third wife,
yeah. And, you know, in the second book, New Moon, I think she was having dreams about Edward, or wasn't she?
It was when Sam, she kept that same scene where Sam was looking
for her
on top, like, Sam was next to her and he was looking at her. And it changed every now and again when something happened. I forget how.
Yeah, that was the other example, but I can't remember what happened. Something with Sam.
Like her constant dream of being lost in the woods.
Yeah.
And like Sam would sometimes be there and sometimes not. And then she was like, knew what she was looking for.
And sometimes he was a comforting presence and sometimes he wasn't, mm-hmm. I think.
There was the whole Edward's voice.
I think her dreams are kind of like a reflection of her day-to-day life and how she's feeling because... Like, her dreams about Sam and feeling lost and stuff is all to do with Edward being gone and how she felt lost every single day without him. And then in Eclipse, when she was having the dreams about the third wife, then she was feeling, like, guilty about, I don't know, being with Edward or, I don't know.
Or what, making a sacrifice between...
Yeah.
Something. I think that definitely does explain some of it. I think she definitely... Her emotions are conveyed in her dreams.
So maybe just the nightmares and that they're talking about in this quote is just, like we said, her nerves before the wedding or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Her dreams also do have foreshadowing, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's been a constant, usually, so who knows?
And the last quote is Rosalie saying, over my pile of ashes.
Kind of like, over my dead body.
Yeah. Because to kill a vampire, right, you have to like split them into pieces and burn them. Yeah. So over my pile of ashes.
But
it's surprising for Rosalie to be funny.
What over her dead ashes? Is it
humorous
or is it serious?
I don't know.
She's not the humorous
type. True.
She's not.
Like Rosalie, can we borrow your tiara for Bella? No.
No.
Like it's funny and bitter at the same time.
I can see that.
I don't think it's something like that, but it could be.
Uh-huh.
True. Once again, all about the way that you read it.
So that's the end of our main discussion, and there will be more quotes of the day, but we'll talk about them later. And there will be no character analysis segment this week, but our character we're going to do next week, or rather, two characters... is drumroll. Carlisle and Esme. They're sort of the behind-the-scenes characters. I say behind-the-scenes because they're not in a lot of the scenes in the book, but I think they're really, really important. And I think they relate a lot to each other. It's better to discuss them both at the same time, especially because they're both sort of minor characters.
Yeah.
So we'll have enough time. So please email us your... favorite quotes from Carlisle and Esme, if you have any, and also theme songs for those two. And you can email us at forksandfangs@gmail.com. And now it's time for our vampire or werewolf question. And this was emailed to us by Chandler, one of our listeners. The question is, who would be most likely to audition for American Idol?
I think they both would.
I can't choose.
But they do it in very
different
ways.
Yeah,
they do it in very different
ways.
Like, Edward would be kind of this serious, classical, oh, he's wonderful. Jacob would go in and do it just to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of the judges said something about him, he'd clean their clock or something like that. Or, I don't know. That's what you're saying to Jacob. Or Jacob just riding his motorcycle into, like, okay, I'm here. What do I say? Or whatever, something like that. Doing something crazy like that, like, along the lines of his character.
Jacob would be one of those people who would, like, sing just to get on TV, but be the one, like, dressed up all crazy and, like, singing bad.
He'd sing a fun song, too, yeah. Whereas Edward would sing a challenging song. And,
like, what? Edward doesn't sing, does he?
No. I don't think Edward would audition.
Yeah.
He would sing,
like,
maybe for Bella's
theme song by Just Plain Sexy.
Yes, he would.
Oh, it's Fangs, y'all get the dishes.
Or maybe that'd be Jacob, yeah.
A lot of these situations we said, well, if Bella wanted him to, he would.
Yeah.
But
normally,
I think I picture him being a really good singer because he's perfect in every other way. Why not have good vocal cords too?
He's a good musician.
Yeah. And he would sing something maybe like old fashioned. Not modern.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's our decision? Who would be more likely to audition?
Jacob. Okay. Unanimous.
And good question.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was a really good question.
Good job, Chandler.
If to all of our other listeners, feel free to email us your suggestions. And once again, our email address is forksandfangs@gmail.com. So just email us your vampire or werewolf questions, suggestions. And now we'll go to emails. Megan?
Imogen from Scotland, we apologize for the delay in your email, but we are finally going to answer your questions. Again, I hope I pronounced your name right. She had asked three questions. She's asked, do you think someone will die? If so, who? What do you guys think?
I think someone will die.
Well, yeah, if they pull...
There's going to be someone.
Usually with climactic conclusions, someone dies. I mean, it's very rare that you notice someone. I mean,
they're vampires.
Well,
which one did Stephanie Meyer book, say that she has
if
to kill
if it come,
is it like a main character or is it just like a random person?
I hope it's not like Harry Potter where basically everybody dies.
No, because well, we don't really know if there's going to be a big battle in this one, but the only situation I can see there being a big battle would be like between the Volturi and the Cullen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in that case, there is a very real possibility that someone could die.
Main person. But it won't be Edward or Bella.
No. They're staying
and
be horrible.
I highly doubt it would be
horrible.
Jacob.
So. It would still be horrible if any of the Coens died, too, because that's like her new family.
Sure.
It'd be horrible.
It'd be very hard for them to get away with not having anyone die.
Yeah.
That's all I'm seeing. I mean, it could happen, but...
I mean, I think the Volturis really... They would be... dirty fighters. Like, they'd be really brutal and they wouldn't play fair.
They've got powers.
No, they won't.
They've got powers.
They're gonna use it to their advantage.
Cool.
Okay, so the second question she asks is, do you think Bella will have a power?
Yes.
I don't think the Volturi would have been interested if she wouldn't have.
Yeah,
somehow
but
they knew
but
that
nobody
she was
can
special.
Figure it out somehow. Like
she's
you can't decide on a power.
Even the Volturi are curious and it's like, I wonder what she'll be like if we change her.
Yeah.
If she can resist this now, imagine
what she'll be
well,
like.
Well, what are
then?
Our possibilities? I mean, like, Claire emailed in and said she thinks it'll be a mental power, maybe like mind reading, and we could see that as a possibility.
That'd be cool.
And then other things that we talked about, like she could just be immune to harm.
To other vampire powers?
Yeah. Or she could attract danger more than she already knows. I mean, what else have we discussed? I think another email, we got another email about dreams, so you'll hear that in a minute.
Do you think the story will situate in Forks or somewhere else?
Both.
In Forks for part of it, maybe the beginning and the end, but...
Hasn't there always been two settings in almost each book?
Yeah.
Two main settings?
Two main settings, yeah.
Phoenix.
Yeah,
like Phoenix and
well,
then
Phoenix
Forks.
Well,
Phoenix
was really... Well,
yeah,
yeah
but
there's
still... Yeah, because of the whole fight scene and
the
second
one was Italy
and
Forks.
And then the third one was...
Well, where Jacob lives.
Oh, the push.
Yeah.
But see, yeah.
The push and
you could say there were two settings, as in, like, she's not just in her little house in school.
I think maybe it'll be back in Italy for part of it with the Volturi, because the Volturi are definitely going to be in this book.
They gotta come back.
I definitely think the wedding will be in Forks, no matter when it takes place.
Yeah, Renee's gonna come over here.
I don't know if it would take, like, a lot would take place in Italy, some would, but I don't know if the Cullens would go to the... I don't know if they would go back there.
Yo, why would they?
They don't want them.
Because they might...
They might bring them back there. I don't know.
If they go there with all their followers there, pretty much, there's more a chance that they would take Bella by force, or succeed in taking Bella by force, if that's what they are indeed up to. Yeah.
Where is Dartmouth? Because that's technically where Bella is going to school, and Edward.
That would be...
Dartmouth. Northeast Coast? New England?
Yeah, I remember Gossip Girl, like, I know.
Pennsylvania,
one of the characters' dads wanted him to go there. Somewhere. I think it might be in New York.
Nate's dad.
Might be.
So that could be a possibility, but...
Yeah.
Or the other possibility I could see is, like, if the Cullens go into hiding.
Alaska,
yeah, because there's hold that other family.
Because she got accepted.
And then Tanya's voice is in.
Is that where they would go to be in hiding, though? Like, well, I don't know where else they would go. It's not really sunny, but...
Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
Okay, so we got another email from Tatum. She says, going back to the question you guys asked last week about how Edward would read Twilight, do you think Bella would read Midnight Sun? Or, a more important question, do you think Edward would let Bella read Midnight Sun? Of course, you would have to base these answers on only the first chapter of the book.
Like, I think...
Wait, you can edit this part.
Wait, the question was, if we were talking about last week how would... Sorry, I know I was listening to...
No, just wait, you can edit this part. Midnight Sun is with Edward's version of Twilight.
Did
so it's
you know
in
that?
His perspective.
Oh.
And
you
it's
read
there's
that?
A ch- I haven't read it either, but
no.
There's
yeah,
a chapter online, the first chapter of Midnight Sun, and that's, like, pushed back on her dates, but she does... Yeah, so it's in his perspective of Twilight.
I believe it's on her site.
Yeah,
StephanieMeyer.com.
Interesting.
It's like,
very
that's why
it's very dark.
Cool.
It's coming out after Breaking Dawn. It's like almost done being written.
Because you hear Edward's thoughts that first day when he sat next to her. And
other people's thoughts, too, since he can read their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
No, but what she's talking about, like, it's dark. Like,
it's
his
like,
thoughts when he's right next
to
her thinking about.
Yeah. Like, you know how in Twilight, how he, like, Bella always notices how Edward doesn't, like, talk to her. He's, like, cringing next to her or whatever. And, like, you never fully understood what Edward was going through. In Midnight Sun, you do. And so it's a lot more intense and a lot more dark and like, kind of scary, almost, in a way. Because you don't know if he'll do it or not.
Yeah.
If you're reading it for the first time.
So the question was just if Bella, or if Edward could read Twilight, which is, you know, from Bella's perspective, would Edward allow Bella to read Midnight Sun? His perspective of Twilight.
I don't think he would.
No,
I don't think he'd want to. Would Bella...
I think it'd have to be an exchange, like, I'll read your...
Well, Bella would want it to be an exchange.
Or, you know, I'll only read yours if you let me...
Yeah, because Bella has secrets, because he can't read her mind.
But...
Otherwise,
the point is... It's such a difficult question, because... If the book is published, then it's, like, out there for everybody to read. But just assuming that it's not published, I don't think either of them would allow the other to read it. But once they're married, maybe they would, because they're like, okay, well, we can't have a relationship built on secrets.
Everything has to be mutual.
Yeah. Let me read your diary. Well, Ramya has to leave now. We always talk too long, and then Ramya has to leave.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so another listener wrote in. And this is, they said, Dear Forks and Fangs hosts, I had another epiphany, LOL. So, as you may have all heard, Stephanie Meyer based Breaking Dawn on two novels, one being A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. So I was wondering what the other book might be and fell upon this conclusion. I think that Stephanie Meyer will stick with another Shakespeare play / novel. So this is my theory. I think that Stephanie Meyer will base some aspects of Breaking Dawn from Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar, or The Tragedy of Julius Caesar. I think that Bella will portray Caesar, and Jacob will portray Marcus Brutus. It explains that Marcus Brutus and Caesar were actually close friends. I would say that Jacob and Bella are really good friends. But when it is said that Caesar would turn Rome into a monarchy, Marcus Brutus joined a group of conspiring senators. I think this refers to Breaking Dawn because it is stating that when Bella decided that she wanted to become a vampire, Jacob ran away. Moving along. Caesar's death is the most famous part of the story. It happened about halfway. So, this could mean two things. One, someone actually dies. Two, Bella's soul, quote-unquote, dies. And then she is a vampire for the rest of the book. I am going with answer number two. I'll tell you why. The road to Julius Caesar's death goes like this. Once Marcus Brutus had turned against Caesar, Caesar's wife had dreams or premonitions that explained that something bad will happen to Caesar. Caesar doesn't listen to his wife and goes to the Senate anyway. While Caesar is talking to the Senate, Casca hits Caesar in the back of the neck and other members of the Senate follow. Brutus is the last to stab Caesar. Eventually, Caesar dies. This is my theory on how all of this applies to Breaking Dawn. So after Jacob runs away, after the wedding, and right before Edward is about to decide to turn Bella into a vampire, Alice starts to have premonitions that Bella will get turned before Edward wants her to be turned, and it will be a life or death situation. Bella disregards Alice's premonitions and explains that everything will be fine. Meanwhile, Jacob is having a hard time coping with the idea of Bella being turned into a vampire, so I think that Jacob will find Bella before she can be turned and crush Bella's heart by telling her his real thoughts about everything, Edward being a vampire, and what he thinks about her. Somehow the situation will grow out of control and Jacob's anger will make him phase and wound Bella. The wound so fatal that Jacob will be so overwhelmed about what he has done that he will let Edward break the treaty and come to help Bella. Edward will have no choice but to bite Bella right then and there, quote-unquote killing human Bella. Sorry it was so long, LOL. I hope you like it and mention it on Forks and Fangs. We did! Love the podcast, by the way. Why, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
That was amazing.
Yeah, wow. Definitely. Props to you. We don't have a name, I'm sorry. But whoever you are, that was very
she
well...
She didn't put a name. Didn't
put a name. Email address? I don't know.
We don't want to name
you know him. Who you are. You can tell your friends. That was very well thought out.
That's very insightful. Yeah. That was good.
I don't know. It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. I like the idea of Bella being the Julius Caesar like character, and definitely she's going to die to become a vampire. Mm-hmm. So
The way they put this, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. What happened like this? Who's to say? I guess we'll find out. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, that's awesome. Good for you. That's really cool. I wouldn't have thought anything like that.
Yeah. Do you want to read last one?
Yep, there you go.
I'm not that creative.
It's mind-blowing. And our last email. I don't know who this one is from either. Maybe Bella's power will be willpower, the power not to drink a person's blood. No, the power to not drink a person's blood. If so, she will be able to be around Charlie and Renee and not be too tempted to drink their blood. Or perhaps she will have the power to persuade. She gets her way already in most situations, so maybe she will bring her power of persuasion to the vampire world. But I do have a question not related to the book, but related to the movie. You know those cool symbols on medallions and tattoos that the family always carries around? Where do you think the secretive tattoo will be? And also, do you think stores will be selling cool medallions like them? If they did, I would always wear mine as a symbol of how much I love the Twilight Saga. Okay, and just, you guys looked confused about the tattoo part. I think I know what she's talking about. It's in one of the Twilight Tuesday videos where they were interviewing people about the...
Colin Crest?
The Colin Crest. Jackson Rathbone, that's his name. He was like, he was joking, saying like, oh, and we all have tattoos too. Ashley Green was like, but we won't tell you where, but he had already said, they're on our butts. I'm pretty sure that was a joke.
Oh,
there's a Twilight Tuesday video about that. I'm pretty sure it was a joke. They just have the Cullen Crest, I think. And I'm pretty sure that the Cullen Crest necklaces and the different things are going to be for sale, but I don't know where. Probably just online, and you'll probably have to check the fan sites for that. Like, BellaandEdward.com is a good source. They'll probably tell you if it's on sale. As for Bella's power, I think those are good suggestions. Like, willpower. She can, well, I was going to say she kind of already has that, but I don't know.
Persuasion, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's very...
That's kind of Jasper's power right now, isn't it? Not persuasion, but he can make people...
Emotional control.
Feel a certain way.
Feel the way that he wants them to feel.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's related to persuasion somehow, but that is, like, a mental power, and we were saying that Bella has a strong mind, and she can have a mental power, so. That's it for this episode. Go check out our blog website, forksandfangs.blogspot.com. We'll post updates whenever we can. You can subscribe to our show there by clicking on the orange button on the side of the page, or you can subscribe through iTunes. Don't forget to enter your email address in the box on the right-hand side of our website so that you can receive email notifications when a new blog or episode is posted.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns, hopes, dreams, or aspirations, please email us at forksandfangs@gmail.com, and we may mention your comment or answer your question on the show. You can visit our MySpace at www.myspace.com/forksandfangs. You can also join our Facebook group entitled Forks and Fangs. And finally, you can follow us on Twitter.
Links to all these community outlets are also on our blog website. And help us get the word out about our podcast. Tell all of your friends who are reading the Twilight Saga to subscribe. If your friends don't read Twilight, get them started on it, and then tell them to subscribe to the show.
That's what I did. That's how.
Yeah, that's how.
That's how Josh is here.
That's why I'm here.
Again, I'm Christy.
Megan.
Hillary.
Josh.
And Romeo is here, but she left.
So,
bye, guys.
It's been fun?
Oh, yeah.
It's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real fun.
What does he say after that?
He says a word.
A word.
That's very specific.
Funny. Ha. It starts with an M, but I can't remember what it is.
M&M's.
I was just saying, he probably wants to go hunting before the wedding, so he doesn't like her Bella.
I don't even think. I don't think all got. I don't even think.
It's Hillary's mind with arms in the gutter.
I don't even think all guys even have bachelor parties, because none of my cousins.
At least not wild ones.
Search for a rare creature with delicious blood. Possibilities are endless.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
So, I can't remember the word.
Because last week,
something suspicious.
Like that. We were watching my head. I see signs of the walking dead.
Whoops, sorry, Christy, broke your mic.